వాచో వేగం, మనక్రోధ వేగం, జీవ వేగం, ఉదరోపస్థ వేగం, ఏతాన్ వేగాన్ని యో విషేత ధీర సర్వామపి మాం సుద్ధీన్ సశిష్యాత్. సో వి రెడ్ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ది పర్పోర్ట్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్. వి విల్ గో ఆన్ టు రీడ్ ఫ్రమ్ పేజ్ 4. రియల్ అటోన్మెంట్ involves coming to real knowledge. For this is, there is a standard process. So people do sinful activities, maybe for the reason that they don't know. I heard from many students, do you eat non-veg? Yes. Don't you know it is sinful? No, from childhood we were fed non-veg and we thought it is natural. They don't know it is such a bad thing or a sinful thing. The other reason, maybe you know, but because you cannot control your tongue, I don't know. I always wonder, why do people eat non-veg? It was always a puzzle for me, because it is such a nasty food. And people who have become convert, Arival, Suresh, attention akade aniko. ఎక్కడ ఆలోచిస్తూ ఉంటాం? ఎవరే నీకు తెలియపోతే యూ ఇంట్రడ్యూస్ దెమ్ టు వన్ ఆఫ్ అవర్ పీపుల్. వేర్ ఆర్ దే? వెళ్ళిపోయారా? సో ఏమీ, యూ షుడ్ బ్రింగ్ దెమ్ టు మీ. You don't know and why you mishandle people. If you don't know, come on. I will take you to our Maharaji. We'll talk to you. Why do you mismanage? So what did I say? What? No, people who have become convert from non-veg to veg, they made another statement. They said, Swami, actually the meat gets touched because of the spicing, like any food gets touched by salt and chili and spicing. So meat in itself is not a tasty food. Which is actually true. Any food gets theirs, the way how you spice it. You know? That means, and many people have a myth. They think two kinds of ignorance. That's why real atonement involves coming to real knowledge. That's what Prabhupada is saying. So people say, if you don't eat meat, the animal population will take over the country. I never understood. That means at the risk of your life, you may get cancer, you may get heart attacks, but you have to control animal population. To reduce the animal population, you eat 5 chicken, 10 chicken, you eat. No logic. If human beings don't eat non-veg, the animal population will take over the world. So actually, that's what the government has, unless there is family planning, for the human population is going to be under control. And Mahabharata was the world is burdened with overpopulation. The world is burdened with unwanted population. lower populations. Because they are unwanted people, sinful people, Krishna is arranging something, and there is a war, and everything is clean. All these sinful people are routed out, they are eliminated. So we don't have to, we are the creators or we are gods, you want to control population. Is that we don't believe in them. Family planning and controlling population like that. If you can, Prabhupada said, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati said, if you can take care of 100 children in a Krishna consciousness, we need, because the world is full of unwanted population. We want our devotees to produce children, provided they can make them Krishna conscious. When you are not Krishna conscious yourself, what guarantee you can take that you can make your children Krishna conscious? Not a joke. Not a joke. Even Prabhupada was Krishna conscious, but could he make his children Krishna conscious? No? No. Is that right? He did not make his children Krishna. They were not. Recently, eldest son. What is the name? Prabhupada's eldest son. He died. Vrindavande. Not Das. He is not initiated. Vrindavande. Abhay Charande. Gauramande. Prabhupada's father's name. Gauramande. Abhay Charande Prabhupada. That was one myth. And then they say, if you don't eat meat, we'll become weak. We call it brainwash. Somehow the allopathic doctors, because they are sinful people, they have convinced the public that for your protein requirements, you should eat meat. They take it so easily. Being a doctor myself, I can say, you don't know what happens when you eat the food. What is getting digested, what is not getting digested? Why do people become fat? Why do you become people? People think Maharaj is a very austere person, but I eat a lot. Not now, previously. But still, I was not picking up weight. Mystic. You eat a lot, but nothing is safe. That is also kind of mystic thought. He is a principal of one of the colleges, education institutes. He has become a serious devotee. And when there was summer vacation recently, previously he was feeling separation from family because they all go to their maternal homes. And this time he said, I am very happy that they are going. I can come and stay in the temple and practice bhakti. Getting up in the morning, and he stayed 1 month in the temple. Now, anyone who practices bhakti seriously, they get into a preaching mood. Anyone who is relishing Krishna consciousness, they get into preaching mood. Why the world is not accepting Krishna consciousness? How can life go on smoothly without Krishna consciousness? Like the soul without the body without soul is dead. Similarly, human life without Krishna consciousness is a dead life. Dead. There is no spiritual activity. And Manoj Prabhu asked the big RSS, which are, they hold the flag for Hindutva. Manoj was asking me, Why you people is coming only worship Krishna? What do they mean? The many gods are not. Is there any idea? They don't know. That shows their complete ignorance about Hindu scriptures. There is only one God, and Bhagavad Gita says Krishna is God. When ISKCON devotees emphatically say Krishna is God, although you have seen him or he is behind you, and just it is called Sabda Praman. Sabda Praman. Just because I read from Bhagavad Gita that Krishna is God, for me, the proof of Krishna is that the creation is there. So Krishna is God, and the proof is that creation is there. And Krishna is the creator, because Krishna says that I create, I annihilate, I maintain. So real atonement involves coming to real knowledge. And for this there is a standard process. And one follows a regulated process or hygienic process. He does not fall sick. A human being is meant to be trained according to certain principles to revive his original knowledge. Such a methodical life is described as tapasya. One time, what is the rationality of indulgence in sex life? One devotee asked Prabhupada, how many times a human being should get engaged in the act of sex? Prabhupada said, one time in life. Then he said, getting married is not worth it, just one time and whole lifetime of burden. If it is just one time, then let us forget that. So that is intelligence. Prabhupada said that is intelligence. Then he said, people cannot give it up, so how often? Then Prabhupada said, once in a year, one time in a year. And if the woman becomes pregnant, and there should not be any more. Then he said, if a man can control his emotions for 1 year, so then why should he take the botherest of producing to that? Prabhupada, that is also intelligence. Why should you take the botherest of raising? What do you benefit? So then there is knowledge. If you have knowledge, if you want to control your mind, you should have enough knowledge how to check your mind. Your mind will come out with silly, spurious, dirty thoughts. If you are not equipped with the right body of knowledge, you may be swayed, you may be carried away. And then you get entangled in life, health, family, financial, social, whatever problems, you will get involved. So who will make Krishna consciousness in their life? One is clear knowledge. If you clearly know, then you know how to cut down your irrational thoughts, how to cut down your foolish thoughts. Then we should know how to replace. We are all crude, untrained, uncultured people. But when you approach a spiritual master who himself has become a man of steady character because he has gone through the process, then he understands everybody's problems. Because he has gone through them. anyone who has become a spiritual person, because Maya has her tricks. Whenever somebody is trying to become spiritual person, Maya will play all possible tricks just to see . That means you don't have to go for sense gratification. If you are a serious spiritual person, Maya will bring all sense gratification to your doorstep. You try this, you take this. They will all come. Generally, people are going after sense gratification. But if you are trying to become a spiritual person, and the business of Maya, Maya will only let pure souls to go to Krishna. So Maya's business is to put sufficient tests. And if people fail, they move away from Krishna. If people pass the test, next test, Maya will give a next test. And like that. So in the association of devotees, when you experience, not by alone by yourself, spiritual life can never be made alone. It's not there in our philosophy. Always it should be in the association. You like to hear people who are from other Vaishnavas, from other advanced Vaishnavas, from everybody. You want to hear. It's not necessarily that only an advanced soul will give you guidance. Krishna can speak to anybody. Just like that Belamangal Thakur. Belamangal Thakur, a prostitute, she spoke something that has brought Belamangal Thakur back to his realized spiritual path. What did she say? The care and attention you are giving me for this petty attraction, if you can spare 10% of it to Krishna, you could attain God in your life. It's like a bolt on his head. Like, yeah, I am paying so much attention to a woman in my life. 10% of it is if I can try to serve Krishna and you get a higher taste and you're off. You can be happy in yourself. You don't need anybody's company in life. So, this is called tapasya. Such a methodical life is described as tapasya. Tapasya means the scriptures are telling human beings to lead a routine life like this. People are living whimsically. People are living as they like. But scripture says, get up early in the morning, do this, like that. Your mind is not tuned, but don't side with the mind. You side with the scriptures. You side with the spiritual people, the spiritual master. Side with him. Don't listen to your mind and misunderstand the spiritual guide or neglect the scriptures. One can be gradually elevated to the standard of knowledge of Krishna consciousness by practicing austerity and celibacy, by controlling the mind, by controlling the senses, by giving up one's possessions. So many things are said here. If you want to be elevated to Krishna consciousness, practicing austerity is a must. Don't yield to your senses, don't yield to your mind. and celibacy. Yeah, spiritual life means you don't be influenced by the body. You have to question, why do sex thoughts disturb me? How can I remove them from my head? So, second is celibacy, brahmacharya. This is also like many times we see in ISKCON. The woman is Krishna conscious. You can make a Krishna conscious life. It's another way of Maya entering your life. When you accept that I am not the body, I am Atma, why you are again saying this woman is Krishna conscious? Maybe Krishna conscious family life. Again, you may enter family life, you know. But again, there also you have to again come back to the standard. Now marriage is over. What next? Again, austerity. Again, because you cannot live whimsical life. The moment you want spiritual life, even if you are a family man, it is as good as ashram life. By controlling the mind, mind is a big force. Mind is very, like Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna says, the mind is like a gale, means it's like a cyclone. Really, anybody can see. People who don't control their mind, they look peaceful. But people are trying to control their mind, you become more disturbed. Because you see that mind is fizzling out. That means in the beginning it will be like that. The example is given. The room is not attended for months together. You walk in, all dust is settled. It's a dirty room, but it is settled. And then you want to clean it. To begin with, it looks like more dusty. It's all raising. It's all raising and flying. It takes time. So anyone who is trying to control the mind, you become fearful if you don't have the proper technique. People who are bogus yogis, they get tricked by siddhis and all that. Or they'll be trapped. Like Vishwamitra, 36,000 years. And then celestial nymph. And then you cannot stand him because you have not seen a beauty like that. Anybody's heart will be just gone. Because you are not, unless you are Krishna conscious, if an extraordinary beautiful person comes, it's not in your capacity. So, that means people have to know Krishna. And it takes time to raise to spiritual platform. Theory, realization. So, by controlling the mind, Arjuna says controlling the wind may be possible than to control the mind. It is true. Right? To control the mind is more difficult than. I was reading an article. One spiritual person, he told 4 or 5 of his followers, you do some extraordinary thing and come and report to me. And who has done really the extraordinary thing out of you four? And one guy went out and he could control a tiger and brought tiger's milk. Adventurous job. And the other guy went and he could win over an Aksha who guards the wealth. So he could control that Aksha and he became the owner of extraordinary wealth in the Brahmi. One time he got so much wealth. The other guy, so the real adventure, really the great thing in life, the last fellow came back and said, I am trying to control my mind so that you can lose interest in material life. Lose interest in material life. So this is the most difficult thing. You can do any other things. That's why Krishna calls Dhira. Dhira. Dhira means hero. Real hero in human society is one whose happiness doesn't depend on anything from outside. He is happy in himself. So nothing can trouble him. That is a real achievement. The person is not disturbed by anything and is always satisfied. So real greatness in human life is to control the mind, then you can rise to real knowledge, spiritual life. So controlling the mind, controlling the senses, by giving up one's possessions, so this should be always our mood. I tell repeatedly, if you are a spiritual person, your mood should be what minimum things I need in my life. There are many things. You engage them in Krishna's service. But as far as your personal life is concerned, that means you can survive anywhere in the world. If you are just satisfied, that's what we call it, roti, kapda and makan. Roti, kapda and makan. You can live in a hut, or you can live in a big palace, which needs a lot of efforts, and which is a very fabulously huge palace. So what is the point? You need, so if you decide, I need 3 to 6 feet place to stay. That is what Kailabesh Sridhar was doing. Kailabesh Sridhar was completely absorbed in chanting Hare Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to visit him. Sridhar, where are you staying here? He said, what do I miss? Mahaprabhu, what do I miss? He said, your hut is leaking. Yeah, he just slipped the other side. He's not bothered about repairing the place also. This is the focus. A person who is focused on spiritual life, his intelligence is, let's say Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Yasayatvika buddhi ekeha kuru nandana bahushyaka anantasya buddhaya avyavasayana. If you know your real business in life, you are very focused. And if you don't know your business, multi-branch. వ్యవసాయాత్మక బుద్ధి ఏకే. ఐ జస్ట్ హ్యావ్ టు ప్రాక్టీస్ మై కృష్ణ కాన్షియస్నెస్. వాట్ మినిమమ్ థింగ్స్ టు సర్వైవ్. ఇఫ్ యూ డోంట్ హ్యావ్ దట్ గోల్, బహుశాఖ అనంతాశ, వై నాట్ దిస్, వై నాట్ దట్, యు కెన్ గో ఆన్ ఇన్ టు మెనీ డిమాండ్స్. యూ స్టాప్ హియర్. హరే కృష్ణ, హరే కృష్ణ, కృష్ణ కృష్ణ, హరే హరే, హరే రామ్, హరే రామ్, రామ్ రామ్, హరే హరే.